Tomorrow's the day, surgery number two. How you feeling, Kennedy?
I'm just, I think, ready for this to be done.
For Melvin to be excommunicated?
Yeah, like I am, you know, ever since, you know, my 3 whole months having cancer, I'm a real expert. But like, you know, when I first got the news, you know, back in July, you know, it was very positive. We're going to get it. It'll be done. It'll be quick, you know, stage mm-hmm. zero, all of those things. And then, you know, we had the surgery and then finding out later that it wasn't all gone and I had to go back and get some more. I just figured, you know, like, okay, fine. It's no big deal. We'll just go back and we'll do it, whatever. But it has weighed on me pretty heavily, like the past couple of weeks. And I don't know why I've been so depressed and mm-hmm. so sad and so, like losing all my positivity. And I hate that because I don't want to give the cancer any wins mm-hmm. in my life. So I just want it to be over. Mm-hmm. And I'm not looking forward to having to start healing all over again because I finally just feel like it doesn't hurt all the time now.
Right.
So I've got to start all over that over again.
Can you explain to people what the second surgery is?
It's the same thing as it was before. They're just going back in to find the parts that they missed. They cut in a square. Well, it's like a cube, really, because it's three-dimensional, right? And then the outsides of that cut are what they call margins. And you want clean margins.
Yeah,
they go back in and they test
it.
They test what they took out. And if anything on the edges of that area has anything that looks, smells, or tastes like cancer, they want mm-hmm. it. They want you to go back and get it. So that's what we're doing. And obviously, better safe than sorry. And mm-hmm. grateful that we live in a place like this. Grateful I have insurance. Grateful for all of those things. But
it becomes a lot.
I'm tired.
The talking about it too, all the time.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And it was interesting because when I had mentioned to Lana earlier in the week that, you know, you're going back in for your second surgery and. She's like, well, you know, have you been talking with her about it? And I said, well, I have, but I remember from Lana having breast cancer and from her mom passing from cancer. You just get tired of talking about it.
Yeah.
It consumes a lot of your life.
It's all anybody wants to talk about.
Everybody wants to, when they see you in the office and it's, you're appreciative that they care and they're understanding. Yeah. But it's also every time you see somebody new, it's a topic of conversation.
And you know, you don't ever want to seem ungrateful or whatever, but there's a reason that I get out of here at like 10:01 every day. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't.
We try to keep it light in here during the show to
and
give
I'm
you
grateful.
Like a reprieve.
And I'm grateful. Sure. It's really the only time I laugh because I leave and I'm just like, right. It's been a lot. I feel heavy, I guess, is the only way to say it. I feel really heavy.
Well, this time they're going to get all of
and
it.
And I'm looking forward to not feeling heavy anymore. So I'll finish. So we'll do the surgery tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2 weeks, I'll have my checkup. And then hopefully I'll be able to go right into radiation because I got to do that for 4 weeks. And we're about to walk into our busiest part of the year
mm-hmm.
where we will be at a mall for the better part of 5 weeks every single weekend.
Collecting toys.
You know, and yes, the one thing the doctors were like, oh, well, you know, you'll do it Monday through Friday, but you'll have the weekends to rest. And I'm like, no, I won't.
Well, so, you don't worry about that.
Well, I am and I'm not, but please understand. I am and I'm not, but I get it. But I enjoy this part.
I know you do.
And I don't want to miss this part.
I know you don't.
This part makes me happy.
Sure.
And the thought of sitting at home, not being there, will be worse.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to do that.
I hear cancer hates food courts.
It does.
So the mall stops will be good for you.
Yes.
From the 508, stay positive, Kennedy. Stay positive for all of those things. From the 617, Kennedy, we love you, sending all the positive energy. From the 508, you got this. I also had to go back for a second surgery due to cancer.
So many people I know have.
Yeah.
It's pretty normal. And mm-hmm. that's okay because that just means they're doing their job and they're being thorough.
Yeah.
Oh, and I forgot to tell you guys, I think a week or so ago, I told you I had to get an MRI. Clean. Totally clean. Everything on that side is clean for now.
Yeah, they were checking the other one, right? So everything's good there.
Yes. So, yes.
Can you just real quick, because people can't see you, what shirt you're wearing today?
Yeah, somebody made this for me, and I don't know who it was, but it says, I'm Melvin, and I can't beat Kennedy.
It's oh, really? I can't see it.
Yeah, I'll take a picture.
Can you stand up for
it's
a second?
It's awesome.
Let me see.
Whoever sent that is awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
I posted a picture of it, but nobody took credit. But but
that's
I'm grateful.
Awesome.
Yeah, you got a whole new wardrobe.
I
the last couple
and
months.
I have a special sweatshirt to wear tomorrow that somebody made me. So right. I'm
And Mr. X,
Yeah, he gets in sometime tonight.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I can't remember what time his flight is.
You can't know those
I don't pick
of
people
things.
Up at the airport after he's 5
flying,
anyway. So.
He's flying in on Wonder Woman's invisible jet.
Yeah, black Learjet government issue.
Yeah, because he's a spy and he's
you
not allowed
guys.
To tell you.
How's his bedside manner with you?
He's great, honestly.
No,
he's
he does
so
a good job.
He's so good.
He keeps in contact with me and yeah. then I kind of text out. Every,
yeah, you and my sister and then the two of them have to funnel out the information to everybody else because I had this whole list, mm-hmm. and he was like, come on, man. But
although when he texted me, it was very weird. The phone number had like 17 digits, and I had to go through some security protocol in order to text with him, Thanos. Anyway.
So, yeah, no, he's real good. He takes care of what he's got to take care of. He lets me sleep for hours. You know what I mean? He mm-hmm. cleans out my refrigerator. I don't know. I don't know many people much more better than that. So, grateful. Thanks to everybody.
Keep themselves in check.
Keeping themselves in check.
All right. It's Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.